Hey family, how are you doing today? Somebody told me I needed to speak up. I don't believe they're wrong. I'm gonna stay the way I am. I have three encounters that happened in the gospel on my heart today. The first one was when the disciples were locked in their room together. They were concerned and worried, and this is after Jesus had died and in between the first and third day of his resurrection. And on the third day, while they were locked in that room, Jesus showed up in the middle of them with the locked door, lights out, them hiding from people because they couldn't preach this gospel of Jesus Christ. And he showed up and he showed them the holes in his hands. He showed them he loved them. He ate with them. And he let them know that the gospel that he preached to them was honest and true. The next encounter that I got on my heart is the one where they were in the upper room praying, and it says that they were praying and that they were crying out to the Lord, and nothing happened. As crazy as it sounds, nothing happened. And then when they had sat down, they had relaxed, calmed down, quit trying to reach out and cry out to God, it says suddenly a wind, a rushing mighty wind came rolling into the room, and tongues of fire, that's a language, a fiery language, came and sat upon their heads, in other words, upon their mouths, and they began to speak in other tongues and prophesy. And the crowds outside, that then they done busted out the room. And the crowds outside, up to 3,000 out of 120 people, 3,000 people heard it and became filled with the Holy Spirit. Tongues of fire and a rushing wind blowing into their hearts and into their lives. And they became drunk with the Holy Spirit, confusing entire crowds of people. But the third encounter is the one that I really want to point out today. They had been persecuted. They had stripes on their backs from being beaten for preaching that gospel of Jesus Christ that I would happily take. And they were crying out to God again. And this makes me very emotional, family, because they didn't know what to do. And they were praying for boldness. And then suddenly, the Holy Spirit came in and filled them with boldness. And they went about preaching the gospel without fear, with confidence. Confidence is another word for faith. And if you can be confident in who your God is, who your maker is, who the lover of your soul is, nothing can be impossible to you. And if you don't believe me, those same people that had boldness, they walked to a place of worship so they could go preach that gospel. And it was at the entryway to it, and it was the gate called Beautiful. It was the gate of wisdom from Solomon. And they saw a man there begging alms who hadn't walked, I don't know how long. And they walked up to him and said, "Look steadfast upon me." Who are they, right? Who are they to say, "Look steadfast upon me"? And he said, "What, do you have some money for me? You got some dough to lay on me? Some dough to lay on me?" And they said, "No, I don't have any dough for you. But what I do have, I give to you now." They didn't wait. They didn't give it to him the next day. They didn't say, "Follow me in the church." They said, "I give it to you right now on the streets, outside of the church, outside of the entryway, outside of beauty, on the other end of beauty where things were ugly." They said, "Look steadfast on me." And Peter reached out his hand. The same man who denied Jesus reached out his hand in mercy and grace and said, "I command you to rise and walk in the name of Jesus." That man probably hadn't smiled in a long time. He was probably very sad, very depressed, very hungry. Even though if you ask a bum nowadays, they make good money. But he was desperate for a change, and they offered him a change. He took their hand, and he rose up, and he jumped and danced and walked into the temple, into the place of beauty, with them, holding on to them, jumping and dancing. Are you at a place where you're sad, depressed, don't know what to do, you're anxious, you're hurt? I've been there, and there's times where I get there. where life is ugly, because life isn't fair, family. But God is love. God is life. And where love is, fear cannot stay. So are you still wearing a face mask? Are you still afraid of coronavirus? Are you still convinced that this world has what you need? Are you still convinced that you can have some dough laid on you? Because if you are, I'm sorry that they've tricked you into believing that. But I want to pray for you. I'm reaching out my voice to you. And I'm asking you to rise up in this place of ugliness and walk into the place of beauty. And that place of beauty has a name. And the name is Jesus of Nazareth. He has a hole in his side so you can walk into his heart. And he's bigger than the world. The world's his footstool. There's enough room in there for you and for me. So I'm going to pray for you. I love you. Jesus, so many people don't know you're alive. They think you're a religion, and you're not. They think that you're some mystical figure like Zeus, but you're not. You're a living man who is God. And you sit upon the heavenly throne waiting for us to make your enemies your footstool. So Jesus, I take your enemies. And I lift up your family as I put your enemies under your feet. I ask you right now to use my voice, Jesus, to go out with the anointing through my voice and lift the deaf up to hear, the blind to see, those that are oppressed by the enemy to be set free, no longer captives. Send freedom to them, Jesus. Send life to them, Jesus. More abundant life, more than they could ask. And Lord, I ask this of you in Jesus' name. And I know you're going to answer me because you said that if we prayed in your name, the Father would answer to give you the glory. And so that the world would know that you are the Son of God. So I am confident in you. In Jesus' name, Father, send out your anointing. Send out your glory upon this ugly world and touch your beautiful people in the midst of an ugly situation. I love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, family, faith is all you need. Faith can come in the grain of sand. One grain of sand is enough faith to move a mountain. It's enough faith to take a sick of mind situation and throw it into the sea. So I want you to know you're a diamond in the kingdom of heaven. Your name is written in a stone and it's been made into a necklace just for you. And there's a light in heaven waiting for you to behold it so that you can know him and be likened to him. So be confident. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. Father, whoever it is that has that issue in the middle of their back, in their spine, right now I command that vertebrae to be straightened out. I command scoliosis to leave them. Back pop into place now in the name of Jesus. Well, thank you, Father. Whoever that is, if you don't contact me, that's okay, but I'd like to hear from you. Because I know you just got healed. Scoliosis just left your life. And it was so simple. Wow. I love you, family. You stay blessed. You learn what a blessing is. You stay in it. And you'll be blessed. And you'll be a blessing. So I love you and have a blessed day.